Today is Sunday, the 17th of September, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. The last time I recorded, I believe, was on September the 17th or something like that. And I had a lot of traveling, and I had all these plans to do, you know, I have a crunchy mixer. I'm changing my mixer out soon, so hopefully that won't be an issue for much longer. I'm trying to turn the volume up and down. I thought, oh, maybe I should stop and like edit this, and or maybe I should stop and redo the entry. And I'm not gonna do it because I'm just gonna leave it in. But I got a new mixer in, and. And so I'm going to be trying that out either sometime this week or maybe sometime on the weekend. So that'll be interesting. I don't even know. I mean, I kind of needed a new mixer, but I didn't. It wasn't an absolute necessity. But I got to talking to Turniphead because he's been working with me on some technical stuff for Pride 48, and he's now a member of the Suits. And, you know, we've been talking about what we want to do with the live stream and, you know, how we want to change that up and some things we want to do. And he was talking about getting a new mixer. And anytime somebody mentions getting something newer or better or anything, I get a little jealous. Not really jealous, but I think, ooh, that would be nice. I think I want one of those, you know, whatever, mixer. The Mixer and Slicer 2000 or, you know, whatever. And I had been having, you know, some crunchiness in my mixer. I've had this for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years now. And because I think I bought it before I moved to Arkansas, and I've been in Arkansas for almost 7 years. And the sliders are getting a little crunchy when you try to move them up and down. I'm having trouble doing something called mix minus. I'm having audio. Anyway, I won't go into details, but I've been having some trouble with it. I mean, the audio quality of it sounds good. I've never been unhappy with that, but it's just having some weird issues that, I mean, I don't know how to fix it, and it's just things that bother me. And so I went online and I did some research, and I found a mixer that this mixer, because one of the other issues I've had is recording to a computer. Depending on how I hold my mouth, the electricity running through the wires in my home and, you know, which computer I'm trying to record on. Sometimes I have some weirdness that happens. And if I'm recording live, especially, you know, there can be problems with the recording, trying to run the recording and the Google Hangout and, you know, Skype or whatever else, and then recording at the same time. And so I found this mixer that's really super cool, I think. I mean, I haven't tried it out, but it looks really super cool. It will record to an SD card on the mixer itself. It will record each track separately. So if I'm on one track, if my music is on another track, if I have a special guest host, if they're on another track, you know, whatever, all these different things that, you know, are on separate tracks, it records them all as separate WAV files. So if there's a problem with one of the tracks, either it's too loud or too soft, or, you know, there was an issue or something like that, it's not all recorded on the same thing. It's recorded on separate ones. I can import it in to Audacity and then edit the separate tracks separately. But at the same time, it will also record multi-track to your computer. It will do both of those simultaneously, so you can have the recording that's on the mixer itself, which should be pristine. It shouldn't have any problems at all because it's recording directly to the mixer itself. There's no, you don't have to worry about, you know, processes on the computer. I can record it to the computer as well, all at the same time. And then let's say, you know, one of those tracks has an issue. I could just pull the one from the SD card, you know, if there was some problem with the computer. Anyway, so in theory, that's going to be really good. I haven't had time to hook it up yet because of all the traveling I've been doing. But, you know, I'm hoping that that solves some of my issues. And then I'm going to keep the mixer that I have because it also travels to Pride 48 events. And if anyone hasn't heard, we have started planning for the next Pride 48 event for 2018. So keep listening. Look on the Facebook page. Look in your emails for different announcements of state of the stations and that sort of thing. But I need to keep this mixer that I'm using now because it's good enough for a live event. It's not horrible. I just wanted something a little bit nicer for my day-to-day recording. So there you go. So I have the box right behind me, and I didn't have time to hook it up. I wanted to go ahead and record this afternoon. And so I'm going to try to get that done this week or next weekend. So soon my recordings will be on that. And I know I on the last recording, I was like, oh, guys, hey, I'm trying this new mobile setup. And I'm going to record while I'm on my trip. And the plan still is to start doing more of that mobile recording, you know, get everything set up. So it's really simple. I just pull out the recorder, record a little quick episode and keep you guys up to date. And I was testing it out, and actually the audio sounded really good. I have it's called a Zoom H4N. It's at this point, it's probably 4 or 5 years old. And I actually bought it originally to bring to a Pride 48 and do some recording there. And I've never used it with a professional microphone before. So the test that I did for the last episode that you guys heard, I actually hooked the same microphone that I'm recording on right now, but I hooked it into the Zoom. And then I hooked my tablet also up into that same Zoom because it will do multi-track recording. And I recorded the music and my talking, again, on separate tracks. And actually, the Zoom H4N is the same company. Zoom is the same company that made the new mixer that I bought. And I thought the last recording, the quality on the audio was really good. And it was easy to edit. No problems there. The issue was when I started to pack my bags, I didn't have room to carry my professional microphone with me. And even though the Zoom has microphones on it, I'm not real happy with the quality of the recordings when you use those inbuilt microphones. So I've either got to figure out, is there a smaller, more portable microphone that I can take that sounds a little bit better than the Zoom microphones? Or can I figure out a way to talk into the Zoom microphones so they're not quite as, I don't know, so they sound a little bit better than what they do. And they're not horrible microphones. A lot of people do recording directly on the Zoom microphones. And so it may be that I need to buy a windscreen for them or, you know, so there are some things that I can do to make it sound better. But anyway, so I'm experimenting with that, but I couldn't get the microphone I was carrying a small carry-on bag and I couldn't get the microphone in there. And I went ahead and took the Zoom with me thinking, oh, maybe I'll record, you know, directly on the Zoom. And then I also got busy. I was with my family and my parents, and it was difficult to get a recording done. And because I didn't want to put out anything with the audio sounding weird also, I just didn't do it. So where we left off in the last episode, I said, oh, I'm gonna continue that story. And you guys have probably completely forgotten because that was 15 days ago at this point. But I was talking about, I had this this passport issue. Basically, I didn't know I needed a passport to go to Canada. So I'm 39 years old now, 30. And so the last time I went to Canada was probably when I was in high school. I don't remember. No, actually, I went to Canada when I was in the Turtle Creek Corral, which I must have been around 21, 22, maybe 23. I don't know the exact age I was. So that would have been, I don't know, 23, 33, 17 years ago, something like that. And we've had multiple presidents since then. We've had different laws change. Canada's had different laws change. And apparently you now need a passport to get in and out of Canada. Now, some people told me, oh, they're not as hard about that as you think. You can probably still get in with a driver's license and a birth certificate. But I didn't want to take any chances. My parents had already paid for the hotel. They had already paid for the ferry. I don't know why I can't think of that. And so anyway, I didn't want to take my chances. So where I left you guys, I had driven down to Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is about a 4-hour drive from here. I took the day off of work even though I, you know, I was taking a whole like 7 days off of work for this trip, I took another day off of work to go down and deal with this passport. So I went, I had the interview, I gave them all the documentation. I was super, super organized. I had a folder that I bought, one of those accordion folders, and I had all of my documentation separated out into, you know, into the different parts of the folder. I had everything, you know, ready to go. And I had given that to them. Everything went fine. I don't think they had any questions, or, you know, they didn't think anything was suspicious. And she's like, well, you know, normally we don't do it in a day, but because of your travel dates, we can't mail it to you. So we're going to do the best we can to get it done by the end of the day, which is like 2:30 in the afternoon or something. So because I guess they close early on a Friday. I don't know. But anyway, so I needed to kill time, and I went, and I love spas and saunas and things of that nature. You know, I like to see naked men, of course, but I also just like to sit in a bathtub with jets, really hot water, you know, hot, steamy water. I like to get in a steam room. I like the steamy one better than the dry one. And so because Hot Springs, the reason it's a national park and the name of the town is Hot Springs is because of these hot springs. They have all these bathhouses. They're not like gay bathhouses like you would think of. I mean, there's not any hanky panky going on. You have an attendant, you know, that's escorting you around. Everything you do, you're by yourself. So you're in a tub by yourself, or you're in a, you know, the steam room that you're in, you're completely by yourself. And so I had this, where I left off, the guy was filling up my tub. And so it was kind of weird, even though I'm used to going to spas and stuff and being naked around other guys, it was kind of weird having this guy, like, I want to say, service me. I mean, he wasn't literally servicing me, but I mean, he's following me around, you know, he's, you know, saying, get into the tub, and he's filling the water up for me. He's like serving me, basically. I feel like I have this personal servant. And so, and then he's like, I don't know, he's probably 62 years old. And I don't know if I didn't listen to the whole episode, so I don't know if I mentioned this, but every time he would do something, so let's say he fills up the tub, and then he goes, oh, how does that feel for you? Does that feel good? Does that feel good? Does that feel great? Feels great, doesn't it? And it was literally in that tone. So, oh, how does that feel for you? How does that feel? You know, and I don't know, it made me feel kind of weird. And I don't think he was being like, I don't think he wanted to give me more of a hand than he was, so to speak. I mean, I really didn't get that vibe, but it was like this really creepy tone that he was using, right? So he fills up my tub. And it's just like, I think I mentioned it, it's this huge like clawfoot porcelain tub. And so, and it's big. I can't even like, if I were to, because I'm only 5'7", it was so long that if I laid completely out, I could almost go from head to toe and be underwater without, you know, having to lean up against the side. That's how long it was. And I didn't want to get my hair wet because I didn't have a hair dryer, and I didn't, et cetera, et cetera. And this was just supposed to be a quick little relaxing thing before I went and picked up my passport. So I was like having to literally push the tips of my toes up against at the end of the tub to hold myself up. And he kept saying, oh, come on, get all the way in, get all the way in. And I didn't want to get my hair. Anyway, so he does that. He leaves me. He turns on this whirlpool thing, and it blows the bubbles in the air. And it's a really old school. Like, I imagine this is what a hot tub was like back in the old West or something. You know, they have a clawfoot tub. They just put this device in there that blows air, basically. And so I do that. And then some other people come in, and it's like he has a script. He says the same thing to each of these men that he's helping. And there are dividers between the bathtubs, so I'm not even in the same, I have my own private area. So I lay there, and he comes in a few times and refreshes the water and makes sure it's hot enough for me. And every time he's like, ooh, that feels good, doesn't it? How does that feel? and so I'm like, yeah, it feels great, you know. And so I didn't know what he wanted to say. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Yeah. Just fill that water up. Make it hotter. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. I didn't know what he wanted me to say, but I was like, yeah, feels good. Feels good. And he makes this awkward conversation like, oh, hey, man, you like sports, you know, what are you and all this kind of stuff. But so then after that, so he comes in after about 15 or 20 minutes and he drains the water. And then he puts this loofah glove on his hand. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy's going to like scrub me. I've never been scrubbed by a stranger. I mean, I have done plenty of sexual acts with a stranger, but I've never been scrubbed. I've never been bathed by a stranger, right? And so he puts this loofah glove on his hand and he pulls out this bottle of soap and he starts pouring it on my legs and my arms and my back. And then he proceeds to scrub my leg, my foot. You know, he picks up the other leg, he gets my arm. Then he says, okay, lean forward, and he does my back. And he doesn't touch any of my private areas, so don't anyone get excited. But he scrubbed me down, and then I don't remember. I think he rinsed me off as well. And then he takes me, he says, okay, get out of the tub now. He gives me my towel back. I put my towel on. And then I go, he leads me over to this other tub. And I've never seen this before, but this is apparently it's called a sitz tub or a sitz bath, S-I-T-Z. And it's really low down to the floor. And it's probably only two feet, maybe 3 feet by 2 feet, and maybe, wide and long by about 2 feet deep. And it's all the way on the floor. And the one edge is, I want to say carved out. That's not a good way to describe it. But it's like one side goes all the way up. The back goes all the way up. But the front dips. Basically, it's made in such a way so that you can sit down in it and your butt goes in. And it's to bathe your butt. I mean, I've never. And so then it gets even weirder, right? Because he's like, oh, man, this is going to feel real good on your ass. I mean, he literally said that. He had me fill up my own water for this one. But you fill it up and you're sitting there. You're literally sitting down, basically low down to the floor. And because of the way you're sitting, it opens up your butthole. I mean, it spreads your cheeks because you're way low and the way your legs are and everything. It's like, I don't know if you've heard of that squatty potty thing where you put your feet up and it puts you in the perfect position to poop. Well, that's kind of, if you can imagine, you're sitting down and your legs are a little bit higher than the rest of you. So it opens up that area and you've got that water. And he keeps coming by and going, oh, that feels really good, doesn't it? Feels good on your ass, doesn't it? I'm like, what? This is the start of the worst porno in the world. And yet, you know, he's coming by and asking me if I like sports and like, you know, if I like to go camping. It's so weird. But this Twinkie guy, this kind of, I would say early 20s, man bun, skinny, kind of my type. I mean, I like the look, was in there as well. He came in after me and this guy goes over to him again, using the same script, brings him over to the sitz bath. And I'm trying to get a sneak of this guy's dick because I want to see if it was big or not. And, what it looked like. Was it uncut, cut, that sort of thing. And Polt takes him over to the sitz bath next to mine. Of course, they have dividers, so we're not seeing each other. And so then we do that. I do that for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, just sitting in this hot water. Then he comes and gets me, you know, whatever, and takes me over to the steam room. Again, he takes me and the Twinkie guy over to the steam room together, but we each get our own separate steam room. Do that for 5 or 10 minutes. He gets us and takes us over to these beds. And says, okay, sit down. And then he puts this hot towel on our back and then tells us to lay down. And we're both doing it together. Now, the guy next to me looked like he was a little wigged out that he was sitting so close because he put us in beds right next to each other. And we're both naked. So he looked a little wigged out about sitting next to a naked guy. But he lays us down and then he wraps us in a sheet. And so he wraps us in a sheet and he says, okay, guys, time to go to sleep now. So he goes away and we're just supposed to lay there and relax. Well, I couldn't sleep, you know, and I kept glancing over trying to get a shot of the bulge at least. And anyway, it was so weird. So then that guy, then after 15 minutes again or so, he comes, gets us. We go, he takes us over to take a shower. That guy was getting a massage, but I didn't have time to get a massage. So I was just doing the bath part and not the massage. Plus, I really don't want to get maybe this is going to sound weird to any of the females that listen, but I really don't want to get a massage by a female. I don't know why. It feels weird, but I wouldn't mind getting a massage by a male. But at the same time, I feel weird asking for a male to give me the massage. So I didn't ask for that. But the Twinkie guy goes to get his massage and then I'm done. You know, I tip the guy and put on my clothes and leave. And then 5 minutes after I get out of there, I get a call and my passport's ready. So I go get my passport and, you know, and then I'm basically on my way back home. I have the 4-hour drive back home. And this was a Friday. So I got home, I don't know, maybe 5 in the afternoon, something like that. And well, Mark and I had a trip to Orlando. So I get there, you know, then we're packing all Friday night and getting ready for, you know, the trip to Orlando, because I had a trip to Orlando, and then right after the trip to Orlando, I had a trip to Washington to see my grandparents. And so I have my passport, I'm good to go there, and we drive. I had a haircut in St. Louis, so we get all packed up and everything. Get the dog situated because we were watching the dog for my parents. And so they had arranged for dog sitters to come over and watch the dogs over the weekend while Mark and I were both gone. And so, you know, and so then we drive to St. Louis. We get up at like 6 a.m, drive to St. Louis that Saturday. And I get my hair cut, and then we had our restaurant of the week in St. Louis. We needed to kill some time. So we had our restaurant of the week in St. Louis and it was like a Korean place or something. I can't remember now, but it was Asian food. And then we get a message on our phone. We had decided to do one of those cheapo airlines. And this was called, I can't even remember the name of the airline now. But anyway, it was one of those cheapo airlines. And so we get a message from them, and the flight was supposed to leave at 7:30 from St. Louis to go to Orlando. And so we were going to get in around midnight and then go check into our hotel, and we were going to do Disney all day on Sunday. And we get an email that says, your flight has been delayed, and it's been delayed by like 5 hours. So now instead of leaving at 7:30 p.m. and arriving at 12, we were looking at leaving at like 1 a.m. or something like that. And they couldn't guarantee, you know, it was like roughly 1 a.m., something, you know, something along those lines. But you never know. They're like, you never know. It could leave earlier than that. So please be at the airport, you know, your normal time. Because so not only were they saying you're delayed by 5 hours, but they said it's best if you be at the airport at the time that you're supposed to be there, just in case we end up leaving earlier than what we've said. We can't guarantee what time we're going to leave. So we go on to the airport and we get there and they give us a meal voucher. They're like, you know, here, because you guys are going to have such a long delay, I guess there's a law or there's some whatever that if it's an over a 4-hour delay or something like that, they're required to give you a meal voucher. So they give us this meal voucher and then we get through security. We check in. This airport in St. Louis is like dead. All of the restaurants, what few there were. I mean, I thought the St. Louis airport would be much larger than this. No, it's not a very big airport. And apparently they don't have very many evening flights because we get there, it's about 7:00. Most of the restaurants and Starbucks and shops were all already starting to close. And so even though we had these meal vouchers, we had eaten a late lunch. We weren't hungry yet. But all the restaurants were closing. Even there's a Chili's there, and the Chili's said, we went to them and we said, like, what time are you guys closing? And they said, well, normally we close at 7:30, but because you guys are delayed, we're probably going to stay open until 8. Even though we were delayed until like midnight or 1 a.m. So I'm going to end the story here, but I will pick it up in the next episode with us eating our chilies or what we did there. But for more episodes of this program, if you love it, which I know you all do, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me 229-234-7587. You can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find my other show over at dubiousintent.com. And you can find many more GLBT and GLBT-friendly shows at pride48.com. I'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.